embracing the challenge, safe and sound on the ice, and cheap shots from the cheap seats. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the most popular programs conducted by the Michigan High School Athletic Association over the past 30 years is its Women in Sports Leadership Conference, which takes place this year on February 4th and 5th in Lansing. The conference is annually attended by over 500 people, most of them female student athletes, to give them insights into the career opportunities in sports for women. MHSAA Assistant Director Kathy Virgig-Westorp talks about some of the different workshops.
It provides great sessions on topics ranging from a better you as a better team, optimal sports performance, being a leader of influence, injury prevention in the female athlete, and what winners think and what champions do.
One of the featured speakers for this year's conference is Alicia Glass, a former Leland High School volleyball standout who set numerous national records there and who went on to lead Penn State to 3 national titles and later play on the U.S. Olympic team. The conference also features the presentation of the MHSEA's annual Women in Sports Leadership Award, this year to Meg Seng of Ann Arbor Green Hills. More information about the Women in Sports Leadership Conference can be found on the MHSEA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Lexi Nepoth of Bel Air, who set a school record with 27 rebounds and added 24 points in a girls' basketball win over Johannesburg Lewiston last week, and Derek Moss of Holland West Ottawa, who won the 200 individual medley and the 100 backstroke on Saturday to lead his team to the title in the East Grand Rapids Pioneer Swimming Classic. Snacking before a game or a practice can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Perhaps the fastest and most exciting sport at the high school level continues to be played on ice during the winter, and that's the ice hockey program here in Michigan. Over the last decade, this is a sport that has had a number of rule changes. These recent changes have attempted to keep the freewheeling, wide-open style of play as part of the game, but yet eliminating a lot of the unnecessary and unneeded physical contact. These new rules have really encouraged players when going below the goal line or into the corner that all hits must be made to an opponent from the front, that the old days of the hit from behind, knocking that player headfirst into the boards and glass, has been eliminated.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. We're always banging the drum to encourage people to help kids out by becoming a registered game official. But that work gets increasingly harder as folks without the courage to pick up a whistle keep taking cheap shots from the cheap seats at our men and women in stripes. You used to be able to dismiss some of the jawing from the stands because you knew the game would soon be over and that person would go away. But nowadays, with anti-social media, that fire continually is stoked. In the past week, I've read of officials at other levels of various sports talk of retirement to be able to escape the criticism from sportscasters and pundits who have no officiating credentials, just a platform to launch complaints with. Whether the barbs thrown are justified or not, it kills us at the high school level when referees are run out of the game because it makes people pause to consider if they want to put up with that kind of abuse at the local level. And the losers are our kids. Join us next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.